Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Lads, there's been a 30% rise in separation and divorce cases in the past year. Now, that's according to data from the court service. This is partly due to the new legislation that cut in half the time required for a separation. Breakups are already incredibly difficult on both parties, but when kids are involved, I mean, you have another set of feelings there to consider and to worry about. So I'm delighted to be joined by relationship therapist Andy Fitzpatrick of Access Counselling Clinic, and he's going to talk about how to talk to your kids about divorce and separation. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jem. How are you today?
I'm great. Andy, how important is planning what you're going to say to your kids?
It's very important to plan what you're going to say. And as you already pointed out there, you know, you've got your own feelings to deal with. You've got your partner has their feelings to deal with. And then you've got this other set of feelings from the kids as well, you know. Planning and sitting down together with your partner, your ex-partner, is vital. You know what I mean? Because you need to both decide what you want to say, take in both considerations. The main thing in it is, you know, is when you're sitting with this ex partner that you're breaking up for any reason at all, there could be anger, there could be blaming, you know, and all sorts of things going on that can stop you from being able to communicate effectively. You know, you need to be tolerant, negotiable, and open to compromise. You know, you have to remember that you're still, even though you are broke up from a romantic relationship, you know, you're still in a relationship with this person, and you're going to be in a relationship with this person for a lot of time when you've got kids involved, you know. And it's what I'd always say is to put the relationship first, because you're going to have to communicate and agree on different things with the kids. Even after you make this first thing of how to tell the kids, you know, you're still going to have to communicate with things right through the years. So to have a level of respect and accepting that this person's different from you, they'll have a different set of wants. They might even have a different parenting style when the kids are in each other's house. That's okay. You have to accept that this person's different and they're not you, and they're going to make their own choice for them. But to communicate is the important thing, to make kind of agreement of how we're going to tell the kids. And it's important, you know, to sit down together and talk about that, you know what I mean? And as a tolerant and open to compromise.
Andy, I have to ask you then, so getting on the same page, that's the first and very difficult step. How much detail should you go into when you're sitting down with your kids?
Yeah, so when you're sitting down with the kids, being as honest as you can be with the kids, okay? So it's telling them that, you know, that mommy and daddy are splitting up, you know, that we are breaking up. But letting them know that it's not about them, that it's not their fault, it's not anything that the kids done. Because sometimes the kids can go away thinking, is that because I done this or because I done that, that they're breaking up, is because I didn't do this or didn't do that, I didn't clean the room or whatever, you know. So if kids can take the blame, you know, and they can feel like, oh, this is because of me, you know. So it's reassuring the kids and reassuring them again that this is not their fault, you know what I mean? But we can go into as much detail without making either parent look like the bad guy, okay? Because we're not looking for blame here. Blame is not what's going to work, you know what I mean? And it just causes more resentment and, you know, and we don't want the kids on one side or the other. We want the kids just to feel loved and to be there and to say, this is not about you, as mommy and daddy still love you guys and we still care for each other. You know, but this breakup has to happen because we're not romantically involved anymore.
So even if, let's say, one of the parents had an affair or brought another person into the relationship, to kind of develop a non-blaming narrative, no matter what the reason for the breakup, that is important.
Yeah, especially for the kids. And when we think about even an affair, okay, what I'd always say is, yes, the person that committed the affair needs to apologise and, you know, and take the responsibility for what they've done. But then we have to look at why was the relationship in trouble in the first place, you know. So there was also something else going on before that led to that point. You know, usually with an affair, there's something that wasn't working in the relationship. Maybe a connection, maybe they weren't going on enough dates together, they weren't looking after the relationship. We can get very complacent in a relationship or take our partner for granted, you know what I mean? And it's important to keep thinking every day, I'm in this relationship, And what did I do for the relationship today? You know, what, and that could be a simple thing like making a cup of coffee or, you know, or sending a nice text or something to ask, what did I do for my parents today? What did I do for the relationship? So usually when there's an affair or anything like that, some of this stuff has been stopped months or years before the affair happens. And it's a need that somebody's trying to fill when they have the affair, you know. Not all the time, but a lot of the time, you know.
Andy, how about, okay, so you have that conversation with your partner, you decide to take the non-blaming narrative, you work out what you're going to say, and you sit down, your kids, and you tell them the honest facts and what's happening. What do you do if you get a really negative reaction? I mean, how do you cope with that?
A negative reaction is actually okay, all right? Because even if the kids are angry, anger is just an emotion, okay? It's neither a bad emotion or a good emotion. It's just an emotion, okay? So it's okay to tell them, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel frustrated, you know what I mean? It's okay to be upset because mommy and daddy are splitting up. And you let the kids express their anger. And that's not rage. So rage is different, throwing things and breaking things. You know, that's different. But the anger itself is only an emotion. And it's important to let them know that emotions are okay, you know? It's okay for them to express their emotions, okay for them to say that they're angry and to say, I'm angry because you guys are breaking up, you know? It's okay for the kids to express any emotion they need to express in that time and to give them the time to express their emotions, you know.
And should you tell them, you know, what to expect, what will change, what will stay the same? Is that important to lay out how the future will look for them?
Yeah, that's very important, Jen, you know, because there's a lot of things going to change. You know, you've got probably sports events that the kids will be visiting and they might be used to one parent or another parent, you know, bringing them to these events. And then you've got, where are we going to live after this? You know what I mean? Are we still going to live together, depending on the situation, whether the other person can get a place or not? You know, and with the property market at the moment as well, we'll have to be taken into consideration, you know, whether they still have to live in separate rooms in the same house, which sometimes happens, and to let the kids know whether they are going to be actually living in different houses. What days are we going to be with each parent? Are we going to be with mommy on these days and daddy at these days? Or how is this going to work out, you know? Are we still going to be living close enough to the parent that's moving out, you know, that we're still able to see them all the time? So, yes, we have to go into all that detail, and that needs to be negotiated at the start with both parents, need to ask themselves all these questions, you know? And even if they're finding it really difficult, and really hard, that they're getting into a place, a gridlock place, that they can't really get any further with the discussions between them, maybe book in with somebody like myself or another relationship therapist or some type of mediator that can help them even get a common understanding and to teach them about the relationship being important still in this and the non-blaming thing, and just to make them compromise and come to a negotiation, you know?
Very good. Yeah. So I suppose it's important to invite questions from your kids when you're having this particular conversation.
Absolutely, Jen. Give them the opportunity to ask as many questions as they like, you know. And even if you don't have the answer to some of the questions straight away, that's okay. We don't need to give them an answer that we don't know or we don't have. It's okay to tell them, listen, I've heard what you've said, you know what I mean? I've heard your concerns, and myself and your dad or myself and your mum are going to go off and talk with us, and we come back to you with answers and this and the things you don't have answers with. But yes, give the kids the opportunity to ask any questions they like.
Is there an optimal, this is a weird question, an optimal age when you should divorce? Like, if you have teenagers in the house, is that the worst time because they're hormonal already and maybe feeling insecure? Do teenagers take it worse than younger kids or in your experience?
Yeah, so I don't think there's an optimal age for divorce, okay, in the kids' wise, okay, because, you know, there's a lot of people that have stayed in relationship just for kids, okay, and if the parents are not happy, the kids will feel that, okay, so if it's going to make it a happier home with the relationship ended, or if they're not happy in there, actually any age is okay to break up, especially if you know that this person isn't right for me, this person isn't the person that I can live with for the rest of my life, you know. The earlier you do that, then the better, you know what I mean, because it's so that you can get that normality, you know. Of course, on different ages of the kids, it's going to be harder to tell the kids at different ages about this breakup, you know what I mean, and what the kids will actually understand, you know, because obviously younger kids, you know, they won't have that much emotional intelligence, you know what I mean? And the awareness of the complex issues and the inability to, you know, anticipate, you know, the future situations are going to be different, you know?
So, Andy, just looking forward, and if people want more information, are there good books and resources out there that can help parents who are going through this kind of thing?
Yeah, there is, you know, so if you're splitting up and if you're going for this life on your own again, there's a good book, and it's Choice Theory by William Glasser, okay? Mm. It's an old book, but it's letting people realise they're only in charge of their own emotions, okay? And it means that you can let go the hurt and the pain that you think your partner is causing, okay? Because you're really in charge of how you feel, and that's from your how you choose to think and how you choose to behave, you know what I mean? And that's what this book is all about. So it brings it back to yourself, you know, and say, okay, I am responsible for my own emotions, you know?
Brilliant stuff. Listen, thanks so much for taking our call, Andy. You're an absolute star, and we'll definitely get you back on again. There we go. That was relationship therapist Andy Fitzpatrick from Access Counselling Clinic. Have you been in this situation? Have you? I'd love to hear from you. And how did you deal with it? Thanks again, Andy, for giving us some tips. But if you've done it yourself and been through it, and if you have any tips for people who might be going through it, let us know. 51552. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.